We want to remind everybody that they can join us here nearly every week at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paul, most people use acronyms when referring to their public transportation systems because they're short and easy to remember. Unfortunately, that technique did not work out so well in the South Lake Union neighborhood in Seattle, where the new trolley line was going to be called what?
I got slun. I got the slun part.
No. Paul, what? Paul, think when you were in the third grade, your desk.
Oh, that would be the S-L-U-T.
Yes, the S-L-U-T, yeah, the
right,
slut.
The slut, right.
Shortly
right.
After officials in the South Lake Union neighborhood in Seattle decided to build a trolley line for their citizens, they had to name the new line, so they tacked on a T to South Lake Union, and voila, slut was born.
What exactly is the fare to ride the slut? I'm just thinking maybe it's a good name.
Well, you know, it does get around, so it makes sense. Anyway, so they had this, they're looking at it, and they're going, oh, no. So about 5 minutes later, they changed the name to South Lake Union Streetcar. Too late, though. Jerry Johnson, a resident, says, we're welcoming the slut into the neighborhood.
And the wheels on the slut go round and round.
Is it coin-operated?
Actually, you just buy it a drink. There are some other transit companies that are also reconsidering their names in light of this. The West Hollywood Overland Rail Express. And
come and ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction.